Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
On this crazy week we're having here, I don't even know how to begin to cram all this in a show. Let's start with the impeachment.
Why not?
What a mess yesterday. And, you know, I had admired Jonathan Turley yesterday because he was the guy who volunteered to go into what the left views as a fair fight, which is three liberals on one person who disagrees with them.
Yeah.
That's you know, generally how cable shows were set up until Fox.
Yeah.
To make it look like, well, this nut over here who's disagreeing, he's just in the minority. No, you just booked three other people who agree with you. And that's essentially what happened yesterday. And Turley essentially went into the fray. Okay. Let's stop for a minute. Jonathan Turley is a noted liberal law professor, but he's also something else. He's not just a regular law professor. He is considered to be one of the foremost. This is why you see him on TV all the time, on everywhere from Fox News to the regular cable stations, because he is one of the foremost constitutional law scholars in the country. That's why the Republicans wanted him, not just because he's a liberal and he agrees with them. And in other words, he's a liberal who voted for Hillary, doesn't like Trump, but he agrees with, you know, what they're saying. But because he is an expert on constitutional law going back to the founding, including on impeachment. That's why they brought him in yesterday. And it was really powerful, I thought, when he said this.
I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president. And what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come.
And what was interesting, Lee, was he went on, I'm not going to play the whole thing, it's like a minute and a half, and trashed Trump. He thought what Trump did in the Ukraine in Ukraine was inappropriate. He thought Biden, he's one of these who thinks, I guess, Biden's as clean as the driven snow. We shouldn't even look into anything Biden did. He said that Trump's phone call was far from perfect. So this is not a guy who's on the Republican side in this, and he made it really clear. But what was so fascinating and compelling, and I thought just really hit me in the gut, was he basically went up there and said to the Democrats, you have no case. Please don't tear the country apart over this. Please, please don't do it. And he's saying, think about what you have wrought here and what it will do given where we are in the country. And I was so happy to see that because so many of us do not want this spiral to continue because we're going to end up in violence. We are going to end up in violence if we continue with the dual justice standard, extreme stretching of the law, making new definitions of crimes, applying laws in ways they've never been applied before in all of U.S. history to Republicans while ignoring the in-your-face crimes of Democrats. In fact, we are doing those things today, Lee, because it is now the Democrats have decided the duty of the elected to ignore the Democrats' crimes or else. And he's saying, please, please, let's go back to a constitutional standard. Please, let's stop tearing this country apart. And it was great. What'd you think yesterday? I'd have more audio, but our systems, unfortunately, are in total meltdown and usually are for a couple hours. So I will get the audio as I have it. I've been struggling to load it here.
Well, and the thing from Turley there was good. I just...
I wish I could play for you everything I just described. I could if my systems worked. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I mean, I was speechless because, sadly, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's a bunch of opinion pieces from people who don't like the president, and that was what it was. There was nothing factual about it. There was nothing. And listen, I get it if people think that the way Trump went around that conversation, they thought it was inappropriate. That's fine if you think that. You know, I don't particularly think that it was necessarily inappropriate, but it's you know, once again, it's my opinion and it's their opinion. But there's no facts about anything that has anything to do with impeachment. I mean, we had a bunch of witnesses who didn't witness anything. That was it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And the ridiculousness of some of these witnesses, this Castlin or whatever the professor's name is, who talked about how she was so worked up about this and doing everything she had to do that she had to order a turkey online.
What? She was a piece of work.
So
I got
what?
A ton of audio on her. I just can't get it into our system right now, unfortunately, but I'm going to work on that throughout the show. So let's talk about that in the next hour when I'm prepared to do it. I've been sitting here, spending three hours cutting audio, can't get it on the air. You get a little frustrated. But we'll do it later on in the show. Let's start with this, because I have audio for this. We can talk about it. Here we go.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
And he goes on to say, listen, you are making crimes out of nothing.
Yeah. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You are doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
Right.
Yep. And what he's talking about there is the extreme reach of the Democrats. What he means is they have said, okay, well, we're not going to go with a formal impeachment process, so we don't really have subpoena power, but we expect you to show up. And Trump says, I got to protect not just myself, but the executive branch and the precedent here. You can't compel me to come in. You can't compel anybody to come in. We're going to go to court, which is his absolute right to go to court and challenge him. Maybe he'll win. Maybe he'll lose. Turley is saying, well, you can't say because the president appealed to the court. And by the way, explained, remember the multi-page letter, why they were appealing to court? He sent it to Congress and saying, this is an illegitimate hearing. Right. You need legitimacy. I'm not complying with your request to come in. They weren't legit subpoenas anyway. Anyway, all that's in court right now. And Turley's saying, you can't say because the president goes to court to challenge your subpoena that that's obstruction right. of justice. I mean, yeah. You're making up a crime.
Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You are doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
Yeah. He goes on.
In the age of rage, it's appealing to listen to those saying, forget the definitions of crimes, just do it. Like this is some impulse buy Nike sneaker.
But that's what they're doing. They're using definitions of crimes never been used before. I mean, we saw this with Mueller, with obstruction, with his report.
Did he use the phrase age of rage?
Yeah.
And that's right on the money.
He expands on that. I can't download the audio because my computer is working slowly.
Brilliant summation of where we are, the age of rage. Because if you look at it, I mean, you know, I'm taking quite a little bit of an issue with you on one thing. You're talking about that this could lead to violence. Tara, we are already seeing the violence. Ask Steve Scalise.
Yeah,
ask
you're right.
Rand Paul.
You're right.
Ask any victim of an Antifa rally. Ask any of them about violence. It's already here, and it's coming from the left. That's where it's coming from. That's where this is going. And we're already there. Now, is it widespread? Is it across America? No, but we're already seeing the age of rage and we're seeing the violence that the left is perpetrating on anyone who disagrees with their point of view.
Absolutely. And they're already there, right? And Turley addressed this, and I'll play some of this coming up. You know, just because you're mad doesn't mean you can throw the Constitution out and go after Trump, who he emphasizes over and over he doesn't even like.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, good morning, and I will get to the text line. Something whacked with my computer, barely working this morning, much like yesterday, so I apologize. I'm not ignoring your text. I really would like to have participation in the show. It's just I barely have a working computer this morning. Let's start here. Because I understood immediately what Turley was doing yesterday. He doesn't like Trump. He's a liberal. He's also one of the foremost constitutional scholars in the entire country, which is why he is on television so much. And I want to set the table with this. This is a letter I got back in October from a listener named Patrick. I want to paint a picture for you of what this country has been like in the past. Keep in mind, the biggest wartime death toll we have ever accrued in the United States of America. It's not a foreign war. It wasn't in World War II, as bloody as Normandy was. It was in the Civil War. We have killed each other before in large numbers over disputes about the size, the scope, and the power of the federal government, which is what the Civil War was about. Civil War was ultimately over whether a state would be allowed to leave or not. And so I want to read this to you. It's from the Revolutionary War period. And this is exactly what Jonathan Turley went before the committee yesterday and begged the Democrats not to take us back to. Here's what Patrick writes. One of my ancestors, Loyalist Captain Samuel Still, a black sheep of my family, he says, because most of his relatives, he says, were patriots. They were on the side of the revolution, George Washington, right? Loyalist Captain Samuel Still. So he was a loyalist to the Brits, right? One of my ancestors, Loyalist Captain Samuel Still, shot a patriot who had been paroled from British imprisonment because the patriot, in other words, a loyalist of Washington and the Continental Congress, because the patriot was carrying a gun, which he claimed was for squirrel hunting. This is what it was like in our country at one time. A couple of patriots, so his ancestor Samuel Still, loyal to the Brits, goes out, uses a scurrilous excuse, and just guns down a patriot. A couple of patriots in retaliation, he says, found Samuel Still, his ancestor, and his partner in crime sleeping in a cabin before sunrise the next day and unceremoniously tied them to a tree and shot them dead. Samuel Still, the now dead loyalist to the Brits, had at least two small children, his 8-year-old daughter being my next ancestors. Next ancestor. He says all the other ancestors he found in his family tree are patriots. If the left does not come to their senses and stop dehumanizing the right, we won't have a nice geographically neat 1861 to 65 war, but another revolutionary war with neighbor against neighbor. It's just fascinating to me that we have lived through times like this with this level of violence, Civil War era, Revolutionary War era, and we have come back to be able to settle our differences in a humane, mundane manner. And that's what's at stake here. And that's what Jonathan Turley was talking about yesterday. Professor Turley, here we go. This really was the money clip yesterday. I mean, the guy was practically on his knees begging them to stop.
Allow me to be candid in my closing remarks because we have limited time. We are living in the very period described by Alexander Hamilton, a period of agitated passions. I get it. You're mad. The president's mad. My Republican friends are mad. My Democratic friends are mad. My wife is mad. My kids are mad. Even my dog seems mad. And Luna's a golden doodle, and they don't get mad. So we're all mad. Where has that taken us? Will a slipshod impeachment make us less mad? Will it only invite an invitation for the madness to follow every future administration? That is why this is wrong. In the age of rage, it's appealing to listen to those saying, forget the definitions of crimes, just do it. Like this is some impulse buy Nike sneaker.
Absolutely. He went on to explain, listen, past impeachments have all involved established crimes. You cannot just throw out the definition of a crime and say, I'm mad. Let's do it.
Now, there are three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes.
He's talking about past impeachments. All involved established crimes.
This would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate, and in my view, not compelling evidence of the commission of a crime.
Yep. All right, finally got the text line up. Text writes, hey, Tara, somebody in authority needs to call an end to these empty and factless impeachment proceedings. I don't know who that is, but we have been watching our tax dollars being wasted at an alarming rate for over 2 years based on nothing. What has the House done for the American people since 2017? So says Al in Simpsonville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, just as is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, just figured out when the dumbing of America started, when they stopped cartoons and Schoolhouse Rock on Saturday morning. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, if this impeachment sham has done anything, it has made me literally despise Democrats for making our country look like a huge banana republic to the rest of the world. For the rest of my life, I will never vote for a Democrat, no matter what they stand for. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm sickened by how these highly educated professors can sit there under oath and rail against President Trump just because they don't like him. I didn't like Obama at all and hated his policies, but it never entered my mind to demand impeachment. These arrogant elite professors are dangerous, exclamation point. So says Sherry. Thank you for your text this morning, Sherry. Another texter writes about Jonathan Turley. What I don't understand is how this guy can be such a constitutional scholar but not support a president like he does. How is it possible to be a liberal and a constitutional scholar? I have no idea. I've wondered that before. Hey, I want to jump on something else. You know, we laugh at a lot of the silly cultural stuff on the show. We do. The you know, war on plastic straws and going to send waiters to jail for 6 months for, you know, giving somebody a plastic straw who didn't ask for one. And, you know, we make light of it. Oh, come on, these liberals are over the top. They're just silly. They're not messing around, folks. And every time I do a topic like that, I get, oh, God, get back to the meat. Get serious. Don't waste our time on this. Well, the problem is when it metastasizes. I mean, we all have, what, a couple of cancer cells in our body at any time? We do. Did you know that? Walking around, almost everybody's got cancer cells in their body. For some reason that we don't fully understand, sometimes some of those cells take off. They metastasize, they grow out of control. And that's how people end up with full-blown cancer. But your body's always fighting those cells. For some reason, in, you know, different cases, it fails. Well, this is a lot like that. Starts off as a one-off, no big deal. But look what we have now. Did you see this? Actor Chris Pratt, who's a constant target, okay, because he's an open Christian in Hollywood. So it's never going to end for him. They will never leave him alone. Now they're after him, and he had to apologize. Did he say something racist? No. Sexist? No. Homophobic? No. Do you know what he did? He had a water bottle and a picture. He Instagrammed. He's pretty pumped after a workout, and so he puts his, you know, workout bod, post-workout bod picture up there, whatever, and he just happens to be holding a single-use plastic water bottle. So he posted, he gets taken to the woodshed and has to apologize. This is, folks, we're at the point, this is the kind of thing that could ruin a career now. And we're only in the beginning phases of this. Started when Jason, I don't know how he says his name, Momoa? I don't know, he was...
That's correct.
Is it Momoa? Okay. He was a friend of his, takes him to the woodshed. Bro, I love you, but WTF on the water bottle, no single-use plastic, come on. And just absolute bedlam broke. Last night I saw, just before I went to bed, that Chris Pratt was trending on Twitter, but I was too tired to look up. Well, I said, oh God, what did he do now? I thought he must have worn another shirt with a flag on it, like a Betsy Ross-style flag, and all hell had broken loose. No, it's only a plastic water bottle. We can't live like this. We can't. It's ridiculous. Okay, here a couple things folks need to understand about this. Look, I don't want this stuff to end up in the ocean. Nobody does. Lee and I talked about this. I'm that weirdo on the beach because I've lived at the beach and I know when dolphins swallow these things, what it does to them, they end up washed up dead with the bottles in their stomach. So, I mean, when I'm at the beach, I will go and pick up other people's trash off the beach and throw it in the trash can. And people look at me like I'm nuts. My husband looks at me like I'm nuts. He's like, ooh, that's gross. You're going to have to wash your hands. I don't want it in the ocean. So I guess I'm kind of an environmentalist. But here's the thing. I mean, in that way. Here's the thing. I'm also a reporter, and I did an article when I was in Charlotte about the landfill. Do you know what happens when you send stuff to a landfill? I didn't know this. They bury it. And what was happening in Charlotte was when the landfill would fill up, when it would get to a certain degree of full, they would put a large amount of dirt over it and plant trees. And the cool thing about it, and I've never felt bad throwing anything in the trash since then. The cool thing about it is that land now, because the trash is under it, is unstable. It's too unstable to build on. You can't ever build on it again. But trees do fine on it. And before you know it, the field takes the land back over, and then there's the trees. And so you actually end up having designated space for wildlife in urban areas where the landfill is. Did you know that? They bury it. So it's actually kind of cool in a way. We don't just leave our junk sitting there. And that's what they were doing in Charlotte. They said, wow, all this trouble recycling, I almost think this is better. You want to recycle? Awesome. But folks, this is not the end of the world. Now, please don't take your water bottle to the beach. Leave it on the sand and let it wash out in the tide, okay? That's a good way to kill a dolphin or a turtle. But this is ridiculous. Dude, Pratt was at the gym. I doubt he took the bottle to the sand, to the ocean, and left it there. I'm sure he threw it out in a trash receptacle. This is ridiculous. We're going to be like, well, Chris Pratt was a great actor, but that one time he had a single-use water bottle. Come on! Texter writes, what did you think landfill meant, if not filling in the land? Oh, you know, I, in defense of myself, I mean, I didn't know. I don't think anybody does. I think people think we leave big piles of trash. We don't. What you ended up with in Charlotte was acre after acre after acre after acre of land that was allowed to transition from field and then to forest. It's cool. Texture writes, so next natural disaster, no bottled water allowed, right? Only if Trump's in charge, then it'll be his fault for not delivering it. Texture writes, hey, Tara, shame on the people that make the plastic bottles. Why? People use them. They go in the landfill. Not the end of the world, as I just explained. If people want that, there's demand for it, they ought to be able to buy it. Texture writes, by next summer, it'll be worse than 1968. It'll be like an everyday purge. Yeah, but think about the terror here. I mean, you have to be so afraid. You can't even take a picture of yourself and put it online for fear of offending the left in some small way. Texter writes, we can't live without single-use water bottles. I think history would beg to differ with you. Sure we can. We don't have to because we have the technology to make them now at a cheap rate. Let's jump on the line real quick with Lucy in Greenville. Hey, Lucy.
Good morning. Are you aware that Greenville Tech is built on Greenville City's landfill?
I did not know that. That is cool. I'll have to Google that, but I'll take your word for it, Lucy.
Well, I used to go with my dad every Saturday to the city landfill, and it was right there on 291, which was a two-lane road. I mean, we're talking back in the 50s. And then in the around the early 60s, I think, is when they started, like you say, bringing in dirt, leveling it all out, and that from Cleveland Street to Ferris Road was the full landfill. And from 291 to Cleveland Street. So that whole parcel of land was the landfill that they put the dirt over, and that's now where Greenville Tech sits.
Awesome. Okay, because like I know in Charlotte, for whatever reason, they didn't do it so you could build on top of it. It's great that they could do that. I mean, it's not the end of the world if you put it in the landfill.
No.
It's just not. But you know what, Lucy, this isn't about plastic bottles. This is, and thank you for your phone call. It's not about landfills. It's not even about turtles. This is about living by liberal orthodoxy or else. It's a religion. You have to demonstrate your piety by only carrying multi-use plastic, not single-use plastic. It doesn't matter what kind of logic you kids, it doesn't matter if you can explain, hey, okay, it's okay if it goes in the landfills. It's totally okay. It'll be covered over. There'll be forest, or maybe in this case, built upon it. It's not the end of the world. It's okay. It doesn't matter. It's about piety. It's about ascribing. It's about virtue signaling. It's about a religion.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Eric in Dalton. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you, Tara?
Good.
Yeah, I just enjoy your show. You were talking about the plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this. Recycled plastic bottles are making the carpet that you're walking on in your home.
That's cool. I think it's great.
I mean, the place... I haul chemicals to these factories. The place I'm going to right now actually gets plastic bottles recycled from all over the world.
And it's awesome that they're able to find the uses for it. I mean, so if we can recycle cheaply, we should. But I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think that we should have Chris Pratt. I mean, do you realize Chris Pratt trended on Twitter last night?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was seen with a single-use plastic bottle.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in.
I mean, that's just too much. Now, they've been trying to destroy Chris Pratt for a while. I mean, he made a mistake of going out in a Betsy Ross-style shirt. He's an open Christian in Hollywood. I mean, it's amazing the guy still gets to make films. But this is what we're talking about. I mean, you could be destroyed by one single picture of you burned into the internet, and it used to be you had to be having an affair on your wife. Now, single-use bottle. Once the left declares something, I mean, my God forbid, the next Hollywood actor gets caught sipping out of a plastic straw. Texter writes, Water bottles have been used to distribute during crises. Get rid of them. Make it taboo. Voila, no way to save people. They do not care. No. Human life, secondary to the liberal agenda. Folks, and it's not, again, as I explained earlier, it's not about saving the turtles. It's not about saving wildlife. Unless you dump that plastic body, leave it there on the beach, that's bad. Don't do that. It's not going to kill a turtle. It's not going to kill a dolphin. It's about forcing people to comply with whatever is hip and hot on the left. And it's just, it's absolutely maddening to watch. All right. Going to get into a lot of stuff going on right now. There's facial recognition at airports. Talked a little bit about that yesterday. We're going to dive back into it. And also what Trump has accomplished at NATO. Unbelievable as well. All that coming up on the show. Texter writes, imagine if a Republican reminisced about children rubbing his hairy legs and bouncing on his lap. Now imagine the same person referring to black kids as cockroaches. I would be over. It'd be over, but it's Joe. It's okay. It's totally okay. Texter writes, I laugh. This is random, but okay. I laugh when I think I wore parachute pants and had a members only jacket, currently growing a handlebar mustache for future laughs. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. All right. So coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about these law professors. In particular, this one law professor from Stanford. I'm amazed at this because, you know, they had practice hearings. This is hard to believe, having watched the actual hearing and what a disaster it was yesterday. They had practice hearings down in the basement to practice. And I cannot believe they picked her. Given her background, given the hateful things she said in the past, given her absolute unmitigated bias against Trump, she was a horrible pick. And they put her on national television anyway. I don't know whose idea that was, but it was a bad one. I'll explain. Coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.